you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Brown. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. And for those of you who haven't figured it out yet, it's Sunday, November 20th, 2011. I just thought I'd throw that in there. I normally don't tell you what day of the week it is because it really doesn't matter, does it? Does it make any difference what day of the week it is? It doesn't at all. Anyway, I've been reading. This friend of mine that's out in California sent me a couple of books. And I've been reading them. And one is an article. Actually, I got this off the website, and you can find it. This is on Devi Kid's website. If you search Masters of Seduction on Devi Kid, you're going to get about a 20-page article to read. It's an article on, the title of the article is Masters of Seduction, Beguiling Americans into Slavery and Self-Destruction. It was written in 2000 by Jerry Lynn Ball, who's really done a lot of research on communitarianism, which really is communism. But it's an excellent article. I suggest reading it. Go online. I found it on DeviKid's website, but search it. And it'll come up for you. Definitely take a read, though. You really need to. But, you know, this whole crap with this whole UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, using the environment as a vehicle to enslave all of humanity, it's not a new concept. It's not a new concept at all. And it's just such a mind blower. I think about how much we were never told, which is why we are so beguiled into believing their BS, because we don't have the background that we should have in history and knowledge of what's happened, knowledge of philosophers and the different things that are their philosophies. We don't have that background like we should have. Someone who was educated in 1900 knows a hell of a lot more than someone who was educated in 1950 or 1980 or 2010. I can tell you that much. They got an entirely different education because the whole goal was to actually teach somebody to be able to think and to give them information. It wasn't to manipulate them. It wasn't to beguile them into slavery, which is, of course, what the educational system today is all about doing. And my friend also sent me a book, and it was an old library book. You know, oftentimes they sell those old library books. I suggest you really start buying them because there's a lot of information in the old books that aren't in the new books. And the book that he sent me was a book that I'm going to tell you the title of it, and I don't know, you might be able to search for it online. But it was Conclusions and Recommendations, Report of the Commission on the These Social Studies, and it was a book written in, I don't know, 1933, I think it was, and anyway, it talks about, this book is about the plan, the education plan created in the 1930s by the American Historical Association, which, of course, was endorsed by the Carnegie Foundation, and you know all those tax-exempt foundations. Ain't nothing good coming out of any of them, except for maybe your local one that helps puppies and kitties, local homeless animals. Other than that, these tax-exempt foundations can all go pound salt because they've all been taken over, and they're all about beguiling you into slavery. I don't care whether you look at the Catholic Church or you look at the Protestant Church or the Baptists. It doesn't make any difference where you look, what direction you turn. They're all about the same thing. I got a caller, and I don't know how to not answer him right now, so I'm just going to answer him real quickly. And let me bring him on, see what he has to say. Hey, caller. Hello, caller.
Maggie, it's me, Jeff from Chelsea, Massachusetts. How's it going?
Hey, okay. Hello? What's going on, Jeff? Hi.
No, not much, Maggie. I was just listening to your program, and you were talking about education, and education is a subject that's dear to my heart. In fact, the thought that came to my mind when you talked about education was listening to some tapes of Dr. Samuel Blumenfeld talk about education. Mm-hmm. You listen to Sam, he is funny.
No, I haven't, but I found his website not too long ago. Very, very interesting, well-written articles.
Yeah, I mean, I've helped him out a few times, and and he sent me a lot of material, and I don't have any of his material in front of me right now, but I will share an insight he shared on it on one of his tapes a long time ago, and he said that that the kids in the black community are getting dumbed. I'm paraphrasing. They're getting dumbed down by this education system, and what will happen is somebody like Jesse Jackson will manipulate them into rioting, and that's a powerful thought. If people are not educated and they're dumbed down, guess what? They are no better than sheep. They can be manipulated by the powers to be to do whatever they want them to do, and people like us wind up becoming the cranks and so forth. It's like, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't hear about that. You ever notice when you talk to people, they say, I never heard of that. I don't know about that. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the most common thing you'll hear from people is, I've never heard of it. Where's the material on it? Show them to the website. They'll say, yeah, I'll look at the website. But they really don't. And basically, people are interested in keeping their bellies full and being entertained to death.
That's, I agree.
The education system, the look-say method of reading, has destroyed reading. People are no longer interested in buying books just for reading a book. They'll have an e-book or something. What happens when the paper book becomes extinct? I mean,
well, you know, I got to tell you something. I had a fellow, and I can't think of the name of his website, darn it. I had him on my radio show, and it's funny you mentioned that look-say method of reading. Former educator, Jeff, down in, I want to say Tennessee, but the name of the state is irrelevant. Anyway, reading now is defined as someone reading to you or reading for you now qualifies as you having read the material yourself. How do you like that, Chris? I'm not kidding. I am not making that up. When he was on my radio show a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me that. In fact, I'm going to try to get to my website so that I can tell you who it is to take a look at. I had two fellows on, I don't know, about a week apart, and they were both educators. And, of course, my website is showing up so large that I can't, I don't know how to zoom out here to find it. It's just blowing up on my thing. Hey, hang on. Let me find this because people really want to read some of the articles that he's written. Mind blower. They don't care whether the kids can read or not. They don't want them to read. Because if you can read, then maybe you can learn something. Who would have ever dreamt in a million years that someone reading to or for you now qualifies as you having read it? It's such a hustle, Jeff. It's just such a hustle.
You know, I never heard of that before. I never heard of that, but I believe it. And you know what? It's like the movie The Handmaid's Tale, where everything is in pictures. I mean, and even though The Handmaid's Tale was a slam on Christian conservatives, just the principle of the government putting everything in pictures and having people look at pictures instead of reading words, and also the book Fahrenheit 451 in the movie by Ray Bradbury. I mean, people were so dumbed down. In fact, they burned books. They don't have to burn books anymore. Just keep on dumbing people down, and a couple of generations will be like the movie Idiocracy, where people are so dumb. But you know what? It's going to be worse than Idiocracy because the elite are going to be educated while the peasants will be dumbed down. And then as we bring in the dumbest of the dumb from Mexico and around the world, we wind up becoming a recycling center for all the world's crap, and the education system becomes dumber because we're training the lowest of the low from these third world countries, and the language gets mixed in there, and you wind up having Spanish Ebonics. I mean, kids aren't even taught proper Spanish. I took up Spanish, and I hear the Spanish speaking in my city. It's this low level crap. I mean, I can't even use what I've been taught. Isn't that awful? I mean, it's basically what it's going to end up being is violence. That's what it's going to be as violence. Well, anyways, yes.
I wanted to let you know I found the website, and it's called voicefromthepews.com. Pew is in a pew in a church.
.com.
Voice from the Pews. Yeah, do that. And one of the articles on there, if you're going. Okay, Jeff, sure, no problem. Take care.
soft and fertile too. And I'm with the stars to satisfy your longing for the warmth and tender shelter of my body. Oh, your mind, yes, your mind, healthy lady.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business class telecommunication services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean, email to voicemail, follow me services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACD and call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum 3-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly worldwide in discreet packaging and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. And I'm telling you, you got to check this article out. This is from a guy who was a teacher. He could stand teaching for 5 years, and then he couldn't take it anymore. And it wasn't because he didn't like the kids. It had to do with the curriculum, how they were deliberately dumbing down people. It was absolutely, absolutely outrageous. And let me give you a couple of definitions. If you go to his website, Voice from the Pews, and I had this man on my radio show, I can't even think of his name. Terrible, isn't it? But go on if you go on my main page on my website, on the right under recommended links, you're going to find Voice from the Pews. This is terrible. I'm telling you, the mind is a terrible thing. I can't remember this gentleman's name. But anyway, that isn't really relevant right this moment. But anyway, let me give you a couple of definitions that he told me. Just a mind blower. It's a mind blower. I'm telling you, I say this all the time during the week when I'm on the other network, on the radio. Pull your kids out of public schools. If you think that they are immune from this crap, they are not. I don't care if your kids are going into a school in a lily white neighborhood or if they're in a black neighborhood in the ghetto of Philly, it doesn't make any difference. And you are deluding yourself thinking that it does. It doesn't, because the curriculum is driven by the federal government. But let me give you a definition of what a diverse learner is. A diverse learner is the code word used by modern education theorists and their brainwashed followers to describe non-readers. Teachers must focus on the so-called needs of these students whose learning styles, which is one of the newest teaching fads, do not include reading in the classic sense of the word. Unless a child is a visual learner, that child's reading program cannot be the one successfully used for thousands of years. Instead, these auditory, kinesthetic, or tactile learners must be read to or allowed to play games, draw pictures, put together puzzles, or cut out paper dolls called thematic visualization. Although very little is taught or learned in the classroom this way, at least no child is left behind. Now, I'm telling you, you can't make this crap up. You cannot make this crap up, can you? And, you know, let me tell you something else, too. You want to know why all the kids are all bunched together in groups and the chairs are, their desks are no longer in individually in a file or in a line down the classroom where you're sitting alone at your desk and your success or failure is based on your efforts? Because, no, they can't have that. Group learning is two is another favorite experimental strategy. With this method, diverse learners, remember those are the ones who can't read, work together with the visual learners, meaning the kids who can read or the smart kids who are kept in the same classroom via a stupid concept called mixed ability grouping to complete a particular project or assignment. Of course, you can imagine who ends up doing most, if not all, of the work. And of course, they do that too so that the kid who can't read just gets not left behind, moved along, just like the other kids, and he's awarded a high school diploma, and he can't read. He can't add one and one and get two. Ain't that a wonderful thing? I'm telling you, you can't make this crap up, but if you don't start standing up now, you might as well forget it. If you don't start getting involved in this fight, you might as well forget it. But anyway, before Jeff had called in and was talking about, you could find this article, Masters of Seduction, Beguiling Americans into Slavery and Self-Destruction. In fact, Jerry Lynn Ball, who's an expert on communitarianism, is actually putting out an updated book within the next month or two. It'll be published, but you really need to read it and understand how it is they are succeeding at this. But let me read one of the lines out of this, because it's real important. There's a couple of different things I wanted to get to today, and I don't know if I'll have enough time. But let's talk about this totalitarian new world order that they're implementing. And, you know, I often talk, when I talk about UN Agenda 21, that UN Agenda 21 was coined, the phrase was coined really in 1992 at the Rio Summit, and Bush Sr. brought it back here into the United States. And, of course, then Clinton, Bush Jr., Obama, they're all implementing it. And you can go back before Bush Sr. as well. I mean, you know, you really can. All of these people have been involved in the demise of this nation. They truly have for decades. But she talks about the origin of the totalitarian New World Order at the Sixth Party Congress held in Moscow in 1928. Communists wrote and approved the program, as they called it, to bring in the New World Order. What most Americans don't know is the real nature of this diabolical criminal scheme. The program of the Third International called for a global environmental program and for the transformation of all human beings on Earth to accept the New World Order. Now, think about that. The New World Order, 1928. Who would have ever thunk that these pricks have been up to this stuff for as long as they have? Listen, I've got another caller, so let me add this other caller into the mix, and then we'll just keep trudging on forward, kiddies. Hey, caller.
Kumbaya, baby.
Oh, hey, hiya, Billy boy. How you doing out there in New York?
Yeah, kumbaya, man. I'm just listening to this diversity thing and the dumbing down and everything you're spilling on today. Man, you really hit a nerve on me, and you proved my point. You proved my point 100%, Maggie, on the dumbing down of beautiful, Western New York. In doing so, are you ready for this, Maggie?
Yeah, please tell me.
All right.
Tell me. I'm having a lousy day already. Well, actually, it's improving, so tell me, and let's see if it gets worse. It'll probably get worse. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. We are so dumb in Western New York.
How dumb are we, Bill?
We are so dumb that 3 out of 4 black males drop out of high school.
You know what, though?
What's that?
This is a statistic that is replicated all around the country.
And to prove your point, Maggie.
Yeah, because they're deliberately doing that. They're not. They don't want these kids. They don't want these kids, black, white, Hispanic. They don't want any of them to read, to be able to think, because then they would rebel against their New World Order scheme.
I mean, they know how to convert grams to dollars, you know? But pick up a book and read it, forget it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, everything, the whole breakdown of the family unit, there were more black kids who were children of two parents, a mother and a father, who were married before Johnson's Great Society, then afterwards, okay? Well, but that's the truth. Before the advent of welfare and these different social programs that have done nothing but led to the dissolution of the black family, a mother and a father married, that has done more to damage it than it ever did to help it. But this is all part of the whole game that's being implemented to destroy this nation. And it's the same crap going on around the world. It's not unique to America. You think it's any different in any other nation?
No, and it gets proven on an hourly basis. I live in a high rise, Maggie. There's about 200 units here. There's a diversity of America. There's people with disabilities. There's black, there's white, there's Native Americans. There's Chinese. There's homosexuals. It's all here. But you want to know something? In the black demographic that lives here, there is not one father in the group. It's all mothers. It's kids. Kids that can't read, kids that go downtown and sell drugs, kids that, like you said, can't pick up a book. There is no family unit. And they like it like that. The feds like it like that. With the Agenda 21, yeah, do it, man. Drop out of school, be a druggie, get all screwed up. Have no family unit, no family unit, we have no family values, we have no morals, we have no mores. It's working out perfect.
Hang on, because we're going to hit the break. Hold on, Bill, we're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Hang on with me, Bill.
Free speech guaranteed. You're listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network. The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship. If you listen to mainstream radio at all, you'll notice that free speech is pretty hard to find these days, with just a handful of networks offering programs that dare to discuss topics and issues that have a profound impact on our daily lives. The mainstream media simply lies by omission and distortion of the facts. The Orion Talk Radio Network is committed to bringing you entertaining and thought-provoking programming that dares to tell the truth. And you can help us as we grow our network. If you think you have what it takes to host a show, you know of someone interested in hosting a show, or any other suggestions, comments, or questions, please drop us an email at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Sean Scott Ferguson. Voters in Spain are heading to the polls in an election expected to bring in a new conservative government to tackle the country's finances. Opinion polls have given the centre-right Popular Party a clear lead over the governing Socialist Party. With slow growth and almost 5 million unemployed, the economy has been at the heart of the election campaign. The Australian government says it's investigating how a classified booklet detailing Barack Obama's itinerary came to be lost in a gutter during the president's visit last week. Journalist Dylan Welch of the Age newspaper reported that he found the 120-page booklet on Thursday. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is launching an ardent defense of President Barack Obama in Iowa, saying that to create middle-class security, we just can't cut our way to prosperity. Obama's former chief of staff rallied about 1,300 Democratic activists Saturday night. IRN USA Radio News.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-943-1139 to get your free copy now. 800-943-1139. 800-943-1139.
Hi, it's Ziggy here, host of Straight Shooting. Don't miss my show, Saturday afternoons at 1 Eastern on Orion Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and this is The Unsolicited Opinion. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and I just found the name of the guest that I had who has the website Voice from the Pews, who talked about the new definition of being a reader. His name is R.C. Murray, so if you want to go and listen to that podcast up on my web, there's a tab entitled Podcast. I suggest you check it out. It is a real mind-blower. It truly is. I mean, well, it's a pathetic thing. But anyway, what you were mentioning about the black kids not having parents. Listen, if one of the criteria in Johnson's Great Society to receive a welfare check at that time back in 1965 when he created this whole scam was that you couldn't have a man in the household. Hence the reason why it pushed people towards not getting married and not having a mother and father under the same roof who were married was because of the welfare check, the criteria to get a welfare check. And, of course, this was all done deliberately because people up until about 70 or 80 years ago believed in self-reliance and independence. They didn't look to the government for a handout, and the government was the be-all answer to everything in life. That's totally been usurped and changed around back when FDR was president with all of the crap that they created, which was all a scheme just to really scam all of us into manipulating people to become dependent, useless numbskulls. So, I mean, it's all part of the larger plan, but when you start to read and find out about all these different things and how far back this whole ideology goes and how they've been so methodical in implementing it, it's just a mind blower. It's just a mind blower, this whole thing. It just is nuts, Bill. It's just absolutely nuts. And, you know, it's funny. I was just saying to John this morning, I was laying in bed and I said to him, geez, I don't know what I'm going to talk about today. I don't even feel like talking, which, of course, is unusual. It's unusual for me. And I said, what the hell am I going to talk about today? And then I just said to him when we were on break, I said, you know, all I got to do is read one sentence that pisses me off. And that's good for about 60 minutes worth of conversation of talking to myself, you know?
Yeah, that's how it is. Same with me too. I mean, if I want to get pissed off, all you got to do is turn on local AM radio to any of the talk that they got going, and boom, I'm fired. We had an idiot. There's a local. I won't give the call letters, and I won't mention the corporation, but we have a news talk station in town located AM and FM. And on Sunday morning, they do the public service stuff, so they keep the FCC happy. But they had a representative, Mr. Brian Higgins, on the talk show this morning. And Brian Higgins was talking about our new and improved Super Tigress. You know, the 12 guys in a room that are going to determine our fate. And they came up with a wonderful thing on how to cut the deficit. And I just about vomited when I heard it. It's for every $3 that they cut from the federal deficit, they could spend a dollar.
Say that again, Bill. Say that again.
For every $3 they cut from the $15 trillion budget, they could go spend a dollar.
And who's this? Is this
this super Congress?
The unconstitutional super committee that shouldn't be there in the first place.
Thank you.
Yeah, please.
Absolutely.
Please.
But I mean, when I heard that, I'm going, wait a minute. How many steps forward and how many steps backwards? What's going on here? But I mean, but they get on, they spin, they do their thing, and they feel that they've satisfied their constituents and life is good, and now they can go back to Washington. And I gave them pablum. I razzled with my dazzle. They don't know the difference, but they think I'm doing something. So, okay, fine. Oh, you said photo op. I'll be there in a minute.
Yep. Well, you know, I'll tell you something, going back to the whole destruction of this nation and destruction of the family unit. I mean, if you look at today, if you look at the statistics, not most of the kids, but a significant portion of kids in the black family are born out of wedlock, and the Hispanic family and the Caucasian family. And this is, of course, all being deliberately done because the whole idea is to destroy the whole culture, the whole family unit, the whole everything, destroy the bonds that hold people together, and their family has always traditionally been one of them. Destroy these things and the nation will collapse. And of course, that's where we're at today. I mean, we're hanging by a thread right now, and that's because there are no bonds that unite anybody. There's nothing that holds people together, but there's the same handful of people who've been behind the destruction of this nation, and truly the same handful of people have been behind the whole creation of this whole New World Order agenda for decades and decades and decades. It's the same group of people, the people behind the formation of the Federal Reserve Bank, Rothschild, Rockefeller, Warburg, Schiff, Morgan, Mellon, all of those people, that handful of people, because it only really was a handful of people, are the ones who rule the world. They really are. And they're the ones who've manipulated all these circumstances that have done so much to destroy America, destroy the families, destroy the people, destroy our nation. They're the people behind it.
Oh, yeah. And they're real happy. They're sitting in their penthouse on Park Lane, and life is good. They could look over at the protesters and everything else that's going on in the world, and they could sit there with a very content look on their face saying, yep, look what we created. It's all ours now.
Well, yeah, that's their goal.
That's
their goal. Because they're going to have the fearless leaders, the handful of rulers who will rule the world, and the rest of us worldwide will be serfs. I want to read something to you, Bill, that I came across. I was looking at something yesterday, and I came across this FBI Terrorism Task Force pamphlet. And this, I don't know when they put it out, but not too long ago. And this is, if you see any of these people I'm going to name that are listed in this, then you need to call the FBI, and you can call the Phoenix FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, okay? Now,
got Obama's picture there?
Listen, the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force is attempting to identify criminal activities with domestic terrorists. In this regard, the purpose of this information sheet is to assist uniformed patrol officers in identifying potential domestic terrorism. Domestic terrorism is defined as groups or individuals operating entirely inside the U.S., attempting to influence the U.S. government or population to affect political or social change. change by engaging in criminal activity. In the event questionable activity is encountered, contact the individuals named in this brochure for clarification. So anyway, I want to tell you some of the people they have named as domestic terrorists. Okay, right-wing extremists, defendants of the U.S. Constitution against federal government and the U.N. Well, I guess I fall into that category. And people who are defending defending the U.S. Constitution against the U.N., well, we're known as super patriots. So I am thinking, Bill, I am going to get a cape and have a big SP put on it, like a big blue cape with a big SP and gold letters or something. And then maybe I'll have the U.N. with a circle with a line through it on it. And I think I'm going to stand on street corners with the United States, the flag of America, upside down, because we are a nation in distress. So I think I'm going to do that. Now, groups of individuals who are engaged in paramilitary training, I don't know if self-defense now is considered paramilitary training, then you've also got the left-wing terrorists. Those are the political motivation is usually Marxist or Leninist philosophy. Well, I would have to say they better head to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, because that's the philosophy of this White House and all their czars, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So listen. Listen, you boys in the FBI, hey, hello, go to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Now, listen, you got a bunch of different categories that they got here. You're a hate group if you have Christian identity. So I don't know.
Absolutely.
Does that make you, you're a member of a hate group now, right? Please,
oh, yeah.
I can't take this crap anymore.
Oh, Maggie, scan that in and send it to me, please.
Well, you can find it. It's on RadioLiberty.com.
Okay.
Stanley Monte's website, /FBI. Pam, listen, I'm hearing that. FBIPam.htm. I'll put it up on my website, too. Hang on, cool. Bill. I got to go to another break. Hold on. You're a little terrorist, you, Bill.
Maggie, you felonious bitch. You out there subjugating against the United States government. You're going to burn in hell.
No.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Now you can listen to the Orion Talk Radio Network on your phone, anywhere, anytime, with our Listen by Phone feature. Just call 704-772-7627. 704-772-7627. Then enter the code 10016. That's 10016. All long distance and cell phone charges apply. Powered by UpSnap.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Well, hang on, Bill. We're going
go
back.
Hang on.
I'm hearing music. I'm hearing nothing. Maybe we missed the music. Anyway, Bill and I were talking off air. I got an email from a man who said he's a black male who was chosen not to marry or have kids because of the state of black America and America and the world in general. He wants to know, why do white males always have to make an example of blacks as the worst of everything? And then he goes on to say that the white females have actually benefited from welfare far more than females and he's tired of this white male anger at the Jewishly power structure always being projected and vented at blacks who have done nothing but try to survive since slavery. We will never overcome because most of us, refuse to give up the lies. He leaves something out there. He left a word out. Most of refuse to give up the lies of Jesus and Christianity, but white males need to take care of their own house. Over half of whites in this country are hooked on prescription painkillers. Why isn't he talking about that? Most porn stars are whites and Jews. Why isn't he talking about that? The filth on TV is Jewish. The Prussian education system didn't come from blacks. White males cannot get along with anyone, and that is why we will never have the unity to stop these people from destroying everything on the planet. Well, he is right on some points in there, but one of the things specifically is the blacks had nothing to do with creating the educational system at all. In fact, the same handful of people behind the formation of the Federal Reserve Bank, well, those are the people who've had control of our educational system, have control of our religious institutions, have control of our government because they own the politicians, they own the corporations, they own the media, and they do have total control over everything that we hear. And lots of what we see. So, yeah, he's right in that respect that they certainly aren't the ones who created the problem. There's no doubt about that. They are victims of it as well. So I would have to agree with a lot of what this fellow who just wrote to me said. But back to let's go back to the FBI Terrorism Task Force pamphlet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, let's see, some common law movement proponents, that's another category of a domestic terrorists that they're looking for. Now, let's see, fictitious license plates, no license plates, fictitious driver's license, no driver's license. If you refuse to identify yourself, you request the authority for stop, request your authority for stopping them, I guess. Make numerous references to the U.S. Constitution. So if you refer to the Constitution a lot, and gee, my friend William Taylor Ryle comes on with me pretty, well, weekly.
Yeah, I like him.
He's a smart cookie, and we're always talking about the Constitution. So now I'm in that category as well. We're talking about the Constitution, okay, and claim driving is a right, not a privilege. And let's see, attempt to police the police. Okay, so if you want, so I don't know, does that include filming police? Is that what they mean by attempting to police the police? I mean, it is important to make sure that your elected officials, especially those, well, they're not elected, appointed, those people who are have the power to lock you up, it's important to make sure that they are following the Constitution, right, and not overstepping the boundaries of the law, which was designed to keep them in check. See, the whole idea is the Constitution is supposed to protect us from an out-of-control government. It's supposed to be the American citizen on top.
Yeah, and it says in the Constitution, if the government's failing, we have an obligation and a right to change it.
Well, but the Constitution, nothing wrong with the Constitution. The Constitution is perfect. The problem is the fact that it hasn't been followed. But anyway,
Thank
let me
you.
give Let me give you some more single-issue terrorists. This is who they're going after. Targeting of law enforcement and emergency personnel. Well, I don't know anybody who does that specifically. Animal rights. There are some animal rights terrorists out there. Eco-terrorism. Well, there's the truth. Now, listen, I want to let them know you got to go to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, because I'd say they're all falling into the eco-terrorism category. So, FBI, you listening? Listen, I'm looking at your own hand out, FBI. Eco-terrorism, EPA would fall into that, Bureau of Land Management, the Forestry Service, you know the drill. Go on and on and on. Let's see, we've got urban riot agitators. I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean. Cyber penetration. I don't know. Non-aligned terrorists. I don't know what that means either. Doomsday cult type groups. I don't know. Maybe that's those who believe in the Book of Revelation of the Bible. I don't know. Or maybe those are the ones who, the followers of Jim Jones. Remember when they all drank the Kool-Aid and all died down on the island of Guyana or something? And then insurgents and rebels. I don't know what they mean by insurgents and rebels. And then lone individuals, a lone individual. So now this fellow who wrote to me, he's decided not to marry or have kids. He's a lone individual. So I wonder if he would fall into that category.
Well, I imagine if we dug deep enough, we can make him fall into the category.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's just, if he believes in the Constitution, then there you go.
There you go.
You know, you can't make this crap up, but this is the type of stuff that is happening out there. This is what is going on in our country. This is our government. This is our government that is absolutely out of control. And then, no, they don't follow the Constitution.
They don't have to. They're the government.
Well, the elected officials, they are corrupt. They have our country is collapsing from the weight of corruption. There is no doubt about it. There really isn't. But, there's one thing else I wanted to mention, too. There's a website out there, learnandserve.org, and this is where the kids can go to learn and serve the government, which, of course, was what they had the Nazis doing that. This is what this whole communitarian philosophy is all about, you know, that you give up the individual for the good of the community, that you should become selfless instead of having some thoughts of yourself and wanting to be the best that you can be and make the most out of your life. Well, you should acquiesce to the needs of the community, that the community is above the individual. In fact, a person who wrote a great book about this was Ayn Rand, and her book Anthem, which people can get in the library and read about it, because in that book, the word I no longer exists.
Oh, jeez.
Okay? But it's a very illuminating book, very well written, but it falls into the whole scheme of thing, which is what this Learn and Serve con is all about, because what it wants to do is it wants to destroy the individual and thoughts of self, which you doing the best that you can possibly do benefits mankind far greater than you giving up thoughts of self and your desire for a little bit more to satisfy your instinctual desires. Well, that doesn't benefit mankind. Proven time and time again. All you got to do is take a look at what happens in these socialist, communist nations, what kind of a life, quality of life these people had when there was no thought of self. They were forced not to be able to think of themselves and the community came first. What kind of life those people led and lead today compared to the opportunities that abounded in a laissez-faire capitalist system such as what the United States was based upon, not this crony capitalism crap, not this fascism that we've got going on, but when people could truly rise or fall based upon their own merits if given the opportunity. So anyway, Bill,
I
found stuff
ugly
to talk about today.
It's getting ugly, Megs.
Yes, I know, dear. I do know that. I know. But anyway, I only got a couple more minutes here, Billy Boy, before the fat lady sings and I have to go do some work in the backyard or something like that.
You going to be with Jimmy today?
No.
Oh,
not me.
Man.
I don't know who's on with him today, but it ain't me.
I'll be there.
All right. Well, there you go.
I love it when you're there.
I'm such a great addition to any conversation, aren't I?
You are. I mean, there's a special chemistry that goes on there, Megs.
Yes, there is. I would have to agree. But no, I'm not joining you boys today. So you're just going to have to go on without me, as difficult as that is, I know.
My wife's a disaster.
No, you're going to live. I'll talk to you later, darling.
Take care, lady. Yeah,
stay out of trouble, will you? Okay.
Yeah. Bye. Bye-bye.
I don't know where he is in the scheme of things. Anyway, everybody, listen, we've got a couple more people here. What the hell? I'm telling you, I'm making this crap up as I go along. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Anyway, we've got a couple more minutes is what I was going to say. There's nobody else here in this room besides me that I'm aware of, unless they're invisible and I can't see them. And here, Jimmy. Now, Jimmy just put a little happy face or a sad face crying, and I'm telling him, you didn't ask me to come on with you, James, so don't send me a happy face that's a sad face crying. You didn't ask, you nitwit. Anyway, listen, kiddies, I want you to take a look. Voice from the Pews. I would like the fellow who wrote to me to write to me again and explain to me what he refused to give up the lies of Jesus and Christianity. I want to know what he means by that. But I would like you to take a look at The Masters of Seduction. Read that article. dvkid.com. I don't know. Masters of Seduction .p/PDF or something like that. I don't know. But anyway. Now I'm being bribed with a happy face with blushing cheeks that I'm going to have to stay here with Jimmy for a little bit. I can't stay the whole 2 hours because I have to do work today. Some kind of work. Listen, they're coming at me from all sides. You are never alone. Oh, the government is with me. John just wrote to me. I'm never alone. The government is with me. I'm sure they're taping this conversation because that gives the prick something to do. And you know what? We're probably on the FBI's terror list and they're reading our emails. Oh, boy. Just think of it, kids. Big Brother truly is watching us. Well, guess what? We're watching them too. So how do you like them apples? Anyway. I've had enough caffeine for one day, I think. But anyway. Oh, I'm here in Oz. Listen, I live in good Oz, somewhere over the rainbow. It's a wonderful place to be. You can hear me Monday through Friday. I'm on the other network, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, RBN, if you want to tune in. Second hour on Orion. You can hear me. Listen, kiddies, the unsolicitedopinion.com. Chin up, better days are coming. So don't lose heart. And the sun will come up tomorrow because it always does. Take care, everybody.
And the dreams that you dare.